is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 23rd of June, 2007. Midsummer Night's Eve, a time for lovers. As the old Swedish proverb says, Midsummer Night is not long, but it sets many cradles rocking. Also called St. John's Eve, St. John, the patron saint of beekeepers, a time when the hives are full of honey, the full moon this month called the Mead Moon, and the word honeymoon comes from that. Midsummer dew, said to have special healing powers. Women wash their faces in it to make themselves young and beautiful. It's the birthday of the poet Anna Akhmatova, born in a suburb of Odessa in 1888. She was a beautiful, fashionable 22-year-old woman when she published her first collection of poems, which became a sensation in Russia, filled with love poems inspired by her affair with the Italian painter Amadeo Modigliani. And no Russian woman had ever written so frankly about love. She became a celebrity overnight. But within a few years, life in Russia changed. In her poem In Memoriam, July 19, 1914, about the start of World War I, she wrote, "We grew 100 years older in a single hour." After the Bolshevik Revolution, many writers and intellectuals fled the country. Akhmatova and her husband decided to stay. Her husband was shot in 1921, and the following year, the government informed her that she would no longer be able to publish. After Akhmatova's son was arrested by the government, she began writing her 10-poem cycle, Requiem, which many Russians consider the greatest piece of literature ever written about Stalinist Russia. The government was suspicious of her. They were keeping a close watch on her. And so, Akhmatova, whenever she wrote a new poem, she would invite a friend over to read and to memorize it, and then she would burn the only copy. A complete collection of her poetry did not come out in the Soviet Union until the late 1980s. Here's a poem for today, Midsummer Day's Eve, a love poem by Galway Connell, entitled Field Notes. When we were out at dinner last night, and a dim mood from the day hung on in me that neither the Connell de Brochet nor the Pignon Chateauneuf du Pape 2000 could quite lift, she disappeared and plucked out of the air somewhere some amusement or comfort, and quickly back again, laid it in our dinner talk. When it was time to leave, and she scanned the restaurant for the restroom, she went up on her toes like the upland plover, and in the taxi home we kissed a mint from the maitre d's desk from my mouth to hers like cedar wax wings. When I squished in bare feet up to the bedroom, I found her already dropped off, bedside lamp still on, Theodore Xenophon Barber's The Human Nature of Birds lying open, face down, under her chin. Gazing at her, I saw that she was gazing back, having been sleeping awake, as the tree swallow does. I went around the foot of the bed and climbed in and slid toward the side lined with the warmth and softness of herself, and we clasped each other like no birds I know of. Our cries that night were wild, unhinged, not from here, like the common loons. Field Notes, a poem by Galway Connell. From Strong Is Your Hold, published by Houghton Mifflin, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryoutloud.org for more information. Engineered by Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.